Okay, today is Daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on Daf Ayin Dalet on the second line from the top. Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya. A raya to what? The question we're discussing is an Orel allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? That's the question we've been discussing. We didn't answer that question yet. Toshma. Let's go. So we have a discussion like this. Nishtairu bo tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. If someone underwent the bris milah, but whoever did the bris milah didn't do a good job, and there are tzitzin, which are considered strands, something that are ma'akev de milah. So he doesn't, even though someone did something, it's not a milah. Therefore, hare ze eino ochel. This person still considered an orel, and therefore he can't eat. Lo is truma, lo pesach, not the carbon pesach. Velo kudjim, he can't eat kudjim. Velo meiser. And he can't eat Meiser. What's Meiser here mean? What does it mean Meiser here? What could it mean? It can only mean Meiser Sheni. So what do you see? In our old knowledge, Meiser Sheni, Farish. My love, Meiser Dagon. Doesn't it mean Meiser of wheat, meaning Meiser Sheni?
Where's this from? What is this?
It's a Bryce or something. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, lo, Meiser Behema. It means Meiser Behema. Which is what? A carbon. It doesn't mean Meiser Sheni. It means a carbon, which is what? Kachem. Kachem's already on the list.
Well, all the things that he picked has to be Meiser.
Right. So, Meiser Behema, Hainu Kachem. Meiser Behema is Kachem.
We said that already.
So he says back, Ultamech, and according to you, Milo Tanan Pesach, Viktoni Kachem, Pesach's on the list, and Kachem's also on the list. Why is Pesach on the list? It's redundant. So he says back, what are you talking about? Bishlam, Pesach, Vikajim, Srichi. No, it has to say Pesach and Kachim separately. Why? The Tana Pesach. Had it said Pesach, Mishum da Arelis, but Pesach Tziva. That's where Arelis is learned out. It's learned out of Pesach. It says in the Torah, an Arel not eat the carbon Pesach. It doesn't say anywhere that an Arel can't eat a carbon Shlomim. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. We learn it out from Pesach. Avo Kachim, Emelo. I would have said Kachim. Maybe that's all right. After all, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Arel Kini Kachim. V'itana Kachim. And if this Brisa only would have mentioned Kachim, Havamina, my Kachim. What does Kachim mean? Pesach. It only means a Pesach anyway. Ela Maisa Behema Lamali. Why are you eating Maisa Behema? Volk Karbanos. Badafka Maisa. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Ela, rather, you know what it means? It doesn't mean Maisa Sheni. Ela, what does it mean? Maisa Rishon. It means Maisa Rishon. Verb Meir he. And it's going according to the opinion of Reb Meir, the Amar, who says, Maiser Rishon Asur Lazarim. A Maiser Rishon cannot be eaten by anybody. That's a discussion. A whole discussion about that. But it's a machlokes about that. But if you go according to that Mahalach, it makes sense that Maiser means Maiser Rishon. So what about Maiser Sheni?
Maiser Rishon meets up the lady.
What?
Yeah. Maiser Rishon, nobody else meets up the lady. You can have a bris meal all you want, but I can't eat it.
No, yeah. So that's machlokas. What if a non-lady wants to eat Maiser Rishon? So according to a mayor, you're not allowed to. It's like truma. According to others, I don't know what would happen if he did it. So let's say it's usher to zarim, and therefore, one second, what are we saying now? The tzitzin of ma'akev amila, meaning he's an RL. Who's it talking about now? A lady?
Talking about Sharisha.
Right. Right. Okay. Right, exactly. So even a Levi has to have a bris milah. However, what about Maaser Sheni? We don't know. Not in this discussion. Next, Toshma, Midatani Rav Chiya Bar of Midifti, Arel Aser B'Shtei Maisros. This is a statement that an Arel is Aser in two different Maisros. My love, doesn't that mean Echad Maisa Dagon V'Echad Maisa Behema? Right?
Why not
Maaser Dagon?
Yeah, well, that's fine for my tradition, but why would it have to be Meiser Behema, not Meiser Sheni?
Why did he change the Meiser? That's what he says.
Yeah.
I think so. That's the answer. Hachanami, Meiser Rishon for mayor. Maybe it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Behema. Who said, we don't have a riot about Meiser Sheni. Toshma, Let's start with another raya. Onain, usser, b'maiser. In onain, okay, so like, this is so complicated because there are so many different people and so many different rules. So an onain is usser in maiser. Maiser what? Maiser sheni. Umutter b'truma is mutter in truma. Ubapara. He's also mutter to get sprinkled by the paraduma. Tvulyom, right? A tvulyom, right? What's a tvulyom? A tvulyom is somebody who is waiting for sundown. So he was tame, he went to the mikvah, he's waiting for sundown. What's his status? He's a little bit tame, right? Tvulyom, asur b'truma. A tvulyom is not allowed to eat truma. Umutter b'para, ubamaiser. And he's mutter in para and maiser. Okay? So tvulyom is allowed to eat maiser sheni. Mechusa kipurim. What's mechusa kipurim? He already went to the mikvah, waited for nightfall, and now he has to bring karbanos. He's even more closer to be him. Aser bepara, aser in para, umutter betruma ubamaiser. And he's mutter in truma and maiser. Okay, so there's three people. There are three people here. What are the three people? In Onain? Tvulyom and a Mechusa Kippur. So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, it's on the second skinny line. Right? Mechusa Kippur. Rashi says, the Tuma, the Boy Carbon, Mechusa Kippur means Tuma, the Boy Carbon. There was Tuma, and you also require, not every Tuma, there has to be a carbon. Not every Tuma. Kal shalo hevi kaparaso. As long as you don't bring your kapara, your carbon, aser ba, your aser. De mechusar maisahu. You're lacking a maisa. Which is the maisa? Go bring a carbon. Kimo shetumaso alav dami. Just like you have tuma on you. V'chal shkein tvulyom dila de ikatarti. Right. In other words, the tvulyom is missing two things. He's missing nightfall and a carbon. A mechusar kipurim just missing a carbon. Aval tvulyom the tumas mace v'sheretz, but a tvulyom just regarding mace or sheretz, meaning no carbon, mutter ba, that's mutter. The shimsha mimela arva. All we need is nightfall. In other words, not a carbon. The la mechusar maisa. You're not missing a maisa. All I'm doing is twiddling my thumbs, waiting for the sun to go down. Once the sun goes down, I'm totally tar. Hilkach ki ksiv v'hiza tar ala tame. Fine, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, we just had a whole discussion of three people. An Onain, a Tvulyom, and a Mechusa Kippurim. Right? Regarding whether they're allowed to eat Truma, Maiser, and Paraduma. Paraduma you don't eat, but Truma, Maiser, and Paraduma. Right? And each one's got different halachas. V'im Isa. And if it's true, if what's true, that an Arel is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, Nisni Arel, Asur B'Truma, Umutter b'paru ubamaiser. Why didn't we mention Arel in this Mishnah, in this Brisa? Who did we mention? We mentioned a Onain, a Tvulyom, and a Mechusa Kippurim. And they're very similar halachas. Yes, no, yes, no. So it all is also in that mix. Yes, no. Some yes, some no. Okay, so why isn't it mentioned? So the Gemara says, Hai Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva hi. This is the goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. De Mirabi Le L'Arel Kitame. Rabbi Akiva, we had this before, he treats Arel exactly like Tuma. Whatever's Tame is can't do, and Arel also can't do. So it's redundant. Because it's the same halachas. An Arel and a person who's Tame are exactly the same. The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. It says Ish Ish. Right? Where does it say Ish Ish? Ish ish, anyone who's a Kohen, right? Lurabos es ha'arel comes to include an arel. What's ish ish? Only a ish, not somebody who's an arel. Therefore, if an arel is the exact same halachas as a tamei person, right? Aser and paraduma, and also aser maaser sheni. Like someone who's tamei is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. It's exactly the same. Uman Tana de Paula Galadri Akiva, who argues on this? His name is The Tana, the Rabbi Yossi, Yosef HaBavli. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. Who's that? The Tanya. It says like this. Sarafta, Onain. What does it say?
Srefast
Para.
That's the Paraduma.
Right, the Srefast Para. Onain, if an Onain did it. Umachusakipurim, or Machusakipurim did it. Kshayra, that's okay. What about a Tamei person? Right? Rabbi Yosef HaBavli Omer? No. Ainon Kshayra, Onain Kshayra. Machusakipurim Psula. Why? Because he's Tamei. For sure, regular Tamei. Even Rabbi Yitzchak suffer Aral Aser b'Meiser. Even Rabbi Yitzchak also held an Aral's Aser and Meiser. Why? Damer Rabbi Yitzchak Benayin La Aral Sha Aser b'Meiser. How do you know an Aral is Aser and Meiser? Meiser Sheni. Nemar Mimenu b'Meiser. V'Nemar Mimenu b'Pesach. Ma Mimenu Amar b'Pesach Aral Aser Bo. Ach Mimenu HaAmar b'Meiser Aral Aser Bo. And by the way, this Gzeirah Shava is mufna. It must be open. It must be extra words. The e lo mufna, because if not, ikul mifrach. I could ask the following question. Ma Pesach shekin chayav alav mishum pigul nosar v'tameh. Pesach, of course Pesach is much worse. It's much more ruled by Pesach. You're right. Li'i, you're right. Ufne, mufne. It's extra. My mufni? What do you mean? What's going on here? Amar Rava, Amar Vitzchak, Tlasa mimenu ksivi. By Pesach. It says there are mimenu three times. When I watch three times, the three times are, it says, Lotachal mimenu na vashal bavushal b'mayim. That's one mimenu. Then it says, Lo sasir mimenu ad boker. Then it says, Vanos mimenu ad boker, be'esh tishrofu. You have to burn it. But three times. Chad legufe. One time to tell you that there's a din by Karm Beza. That's then. Chad legzereshava. One's extra. And chad, the third one's also extra. Why is it there? Laman da Amar ba kasev litin lecha se achalos asay, that there's an assay of srefa after the los asay. If you did violate noser, burn it. I did the kasev noser kasev nami menu. Since we wrote it by noser, we write it again by the assay after noser. Okay. Ve'i laman da Amar litin levoka shein lesrefa so. And according to the one who says that the chiddush is, you know, you have to come Pesach at the seder. The next morning is Yontif. And I left over carbon Pesach. So am I allowed to burn it now? So the answer is no. Wait till Chol HaMoed. Wait a day. Sit with it. Right? I did the ksiv ad boker, ksiv na mi menu. Since it said ad boker, we say mi menu again. In other words, it's also really extra. Also, tlasa mi menu ksiv yi b'meiser. There are three mi menus by meiser. What are the three mi menus by meiser? It says, Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. I didn't eat it mimenu. Lo ba'arti mimenu b'tame. And number three, lo nosati mimenu l'meis. Okay, those are three things by Meiser Sheni. Chad l'gufe. One, we need for itself. To tell you, it's such a din by Meiser Sheni. Chad l'gzeresha. Chad. Lo Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That what? Anybody remember that was yesterday's daf? That said, that shemen of Meiser Sheni that got tamei, you're not allowed to destroy it and get hanah while you're destroying it, but truma you are. And chad l'de Rish Lakish, and the third one is for Rish Lakish's vart. Damer Rish Lakish, amar of Simai, minayin l'Meiser Sheni shenitma shemutar l'socho. What if Meiser Sheni got tamei? Right. So you're not allowed to eat tamei Meiser Sheni. Can you use it for deodorant? What? No, that's to burn it. Here, you're using it for yourself. So we have a sicha, which means to shmir. We have a general rule. Sicha kishtia. Right? So, however, you're allowed to. Shenemar, lo nasati mi menu le mace. I didn't use it for a mace. I didn't use it for a mace. What does that mean? I didn't use it for a mace. So, le mace hud lo nasati. I didn't use it for a mace. But a benefit that a mace and a live person could get, I did use it. That's mutter. What's a benefit that a live person and a mace can both benefit from? Not eating. A mace can't eat. What is it? Shmearing. You could shmear it on a mace, right? What's the same kind of benefit that a mace and a chai can both benefit from? Haviyomer zesticha, it's shmearing. Okay? So that's what the third mimenu is. Now we're going to end up on a tangent about this issue. So one second. So Maaser Sheni, you have to make a declaration. I didn't use it for a mace. Which implies, but for myself I did. What does it mean I didn't use it for a mace? Which myself I can. It means I didn't shmir. I'm allowed to use it for shmiring for myself, even though it got tamei, but not for a mace. Why? Because it's a benefit that applies to both. Says the guy, I have another benefit that applies to both. How about clothing? Maskifla with my sutra. Maybe what you declare is I didn't use the money, I didn't use the Maaser Sheni to buy Tachrichim. Right? Amar Vuna, Bread of Yeshua, Mimenu, Migufo. No, the word Mimenu means it's for yourself, meaning for your body, not clothing, which is on top of your body, not a Aron, which is not on your body at all, it surrounds your body. That can't mean that. Now, the halacha is, you're not allowed to buy this anyway with Maaser Sheni money. You can't take Maaser Sheni money and buy clothing. You can't buy a suit. So the answer is, you're right. But if it, what if it's tummy? What if it got tummy? So not the suit, the Maaser Sheni. So now what do I do with it? So now can I redeem it now and then go buy a suit? That maybe you could do. But not our Tachrichin. Right? Okay. Okay. Next, Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says another reason why it only means oil and not tachrichin. Ravashi Omar, lo nasati. It says lo nasati. Lo nasati what? Lo nasati to a mace. Dumya de lo achalti. Just like lo achalti. Ma lahala migufo afka migufo. Means in your body, on your body, not clothing. Vakati mufna mitarecharu. So one second. So this Kzirishava is only mufna on one side. Because on the Maaser Sheni side, we used every mimenu for something. On the Karban Pesach side, they were open. So that's good according to the one who holds that if it's mufna on one side, that's rock solid gzeira shava. Can't ask me any kashas. Ella lamandam lemeidinu meishivin. But if you hold that if it's a gzeira shava that's mufna on one side, you can still ask kashas. I have a good kasha. Michael Amemar, I have a very good kasha. What's the kasha? Of course, Karban Pesach is worse. It's kares. Right, pigle, no sir, cars, so worth. Right, so your answer is Hanach Rabbi Avo. Now that story of Rabbi Avo, by Maaser Sheni, that when you destroy Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to get an off from it. That is Midrav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravu Nafka. That's on that is somewhere else. So really, the menu is open on both sides. Where's that? The Amar of Nachman and Rabbi Baravu. My dechsev. It says Vani Hine Nasati Lecha Es Mishmeres Trumasi. Right? What's truma si? B'shtei truma takasa b'daber. Echas truma tehora, v'echas truma temeya. V'amar achmona l'cha, shelo tehei la'asaka, tachas tavshilech. That you cannot use it for firewood under your fire. Which means, you're going to get hana while it's being destroyed. You're not allowed to do that. That's how I know that. So the mimenu is open, and therefore I make a gzeira shava that about an RL, and don't ask me any questions. Okay? Good? Okay. Now we finished that story. Now we go on. What? You didn't ask me a question in the past 3 days.
Nothing to ask.
I know. Now the next thing was that we said.
One second. So in the end, we said that you can't, an RL can't use.
According to this, an RL cannot eat Maaser Sheni. Because it's Gzeira Shava from Pesach. Pesach is so much more machmer. So what? It's a Gzeira Shava. V'chol ha-tameim, and everyone who's tamei, what would that say? Anyone who's tamei is not allowed to eat truma. If you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat truma. Menahani mili, how do you know that? How do you know a tamei person can't eat truma? Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kor, it says, Ish mizera Aaron, any kohen, v'hu tzarua, if he's a mitzora, Ozav, right? Because then the pasuk continues, Bekachim lo yochal ad yitar. You can't eat kachim until you become tar. Right? Ezed davar sheshava. So what does that pasuk mean? By the way, the pasuk continues, ish, right? He's a zav or tzeruah. It says, Bekachim lo yochal. You can't eat kachim. What does that mean, you can't eat kachim? I would think it means you can't eat karbanos. Right? And then it says, "Anogea b'chol tamei." If you touch any tamei, nefesh o ish asher teitzi ben ashech vazera, all that happens, you're tamei. So the Gemara says like this: the pasuk says, "Ish ish, any man, ezu davar b'sheshava b'zaro shel Aaron." What is something that applies to every single descendant of Aaron? Meaning what? Even girls, even women, right? Right? Haviomer, is that truma? Only truma. Only truma. Why? Rashi says on top, Bizarro Shalaron, Bizacharim, Ubinakefos, boys and girls. Deilu kache kachim, hanitaron lekahanim. What about kache kachim that are given to kahanim? Ein echalim el zichre kahuna. They're only eaten by zichre kahuna. Only men. What about kache kalim? There are no kache kalim that only kahanim eat. Right? Except for Bechor.
For example, women can't eat.
No. Only the men. Right.
Truma, they're
allowed to eat. So when it says, we're talking about Tuma, must be talking about Truma. So the Gemara says, 1 second, the Ema Chaza Vashok, maybe Chaza Vashok. Right? What? No, Chaza Vashok is something that it's a minus kahuna, and women can eat it. That they can't eat. Husband comes home. Honey, I got good chazav v'shok today. What, why? Somebody brought a carbon, or somebody brought a carbon, shecht an animal, not even a carbon. And he gave it to me. Here we go. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but eino b'chazeres. The halacha is, let's say a bas kohen marries a Yisrael. Right? A bas kohen marries a Yisrael. And what's the halacha? Can she stand, once she gets married,
she doesn't eat
truma. What if the husband dies or the divorced, no kids, and she goes back to her father? She can resume eating truma.
Right.
Can she resume getting chazav v'shok? The answer is no. So it's eino b'chazeres. She doesn't go back and get that again. She doesn't go back and get that again. I don't know the reason for that, but she doesn't go back and get it again.
If she can get truma,
that's a halacha.
If she can get truma, why shouldn't she get chazav v'shok?
That's a halacha. Eino b'chazeres. Right?
Can you eat that out of the courtyard of the base of English?
Yeah, I think so.
What? Chaz of the show? Anyway.
Look at Rashi. The first skinny line. Less of the Chazeres. Bas Kohen Almana. Misrael. She's Belmana from Israel, right? Vizera ain't law. No kids. Dharma Parak Almana. Kishi Chazeres. When she goes back to her father, Chazeres Lutruma. Only for Truma. Vain Chazeres Lachaz of the Shok. Right? So Tosfos on top asks, 1 second, Vim Tomar, Trumanami, Kishieshla Ben Eino Chazeres? If there's a son, she also doesn't go back? Vieshlomar, Imeith Chazeres, but if the son dies, she does go back. You like that answer?
A little morbid.
What?
Little morbid.
No, forget the morbid. So his point was, there's also a case by a woman
where
she won't eat Truma.
Right.
If she has a son. So his answer is, yeah, but there is a case where she can.
Dies.
As opposed to Chazav Vashok, she'll never eat it again. There's no way. There's no way.
Once she's married,
she can never again eat Chazav. The husband will die. No kid. Doesn't matter. Never again. True, it depends.
Yeah, well, the person is Zaro Sharon, but
the
Eved of a Kohen can eat Truma.
That's because it's Kenyan Kaspo. That's because it's his money. It's a separate reason. That's why the pasuk said, the funny thing that you picked up, ish ish mizera Aaron. Why is it ish ish mizera Aaron? Because it's including women.
Right.
And what's the only thing that includes women? Truma.
Right, but again, but so he's saying Eved is a human being that can eat truma, but it's not.
So they're going to ask a similar question from yours. Well, truma nami ain't a bechalala. If a chalala doesn't eat truma either, what's a chalala?
She married someone who was.
So, Chalala lav Zaro de Aaronu. That's not considered a child of Aaron. That's not considered.
Seed of Aaron.
Seed of Aaron. Right? So, you tell me about that. That person's not a coin. Right? Make sense? Umimai dahai arasha yitar. How do you know that when it says arasha yitar, ad de ikka harif shemesh? It means harif shemesh, which means what? Nightfall. Maybe it means Ema ad demaisi kapara. Maybe it means until you bring a kapara. In other words, when it says that you have to be tahar, it doesn't mean nightfall. It means bring a kapara. Lol sokadaitach, that can't be. The Tani debay Rabbi Shmuel. Bizav bal shtei ri'ios. We're talking about a Zav who saw two ri'ios. Or b'mitzora muskur hakasa bedaber. Or mitzora muskur, the point of these two people, they don't bring karbanos. There are no karbanos. A Zav of two doesn't bring a carbon. A mitzora muskur, whatever that is, doesn't bring a carbon. Doom you, the Tamei Nefesh. It's just like Tamei Mace. Tamei Mace doesn't bring a carbon. You don't mean a guy went to a funeral. Okay, yes, the way it's every day. Doesn't mean a carbon for that. Doesn't mean a carbon for that. Ma Tamei Nefesh, the law Barka Parahu. Hachanami, the law Haninami, law Barka Paraninu. And what does the Pasuk say? Vitar. What does that mean, Vitar? Nightfall. Maybe that's only true taka if there's no kapara. Like what? Tamemeis, azav of turios. There is no kapara. Aval davar mekapara. But if there would be a carbon, like what? Like azav of three rios? Ademaisi kapara. You can't eat truma till you bring that carbon. Nightfall's not good enough. Vesu, one second. Haditnan, we learned. When we learned this? In Pesachim, in Nida. There are three types of people now. Taval, va'ala. If you go to the mikvah, ochel b'maiser. You're allowed to eat maiser right away. Herif shemesh, waiting for nightfall, ochel b'truma. Then you can eat truma. And hevi kapara, when you bring a kapara, ochel kachem. Then you can eat kachem. Those are the three different stages. But not long. Where'd that come from? So Amar Rava, Amar Chista, plus the Kroy TV. There are three psukim. That's where it came from. Kasim says, "Voloyochal mena kachim." You can't eat kachim. Ki rachatz pesar b'mayim. Go to the mikvah first. What's that kachim? What does that mean, kachim? That means ma'aser sheni. Ha rachatz. Once you go to the mikvah, tar. That's it. Uksiv it says, "Ubo Hashem es v'tar." The sun came down and you're tamei. That's the tar. Sorry, you're tar. Ve'achal yochal mena kachim. Now you can eat kachim. What's that talking about? Truma. V'ksiv and it says v'chiper aleha kohen. You have to bring a carbon. Then v'tara. Now you're tar. What is that talking about? Right? That's talking about kachem. Waiting for nightfall is not enough. You got to bring the carbon. Then you can go enjoy kachem. Ha-ketad. How do you reconcile these three psukim? Kan l'maiser. The first one was talking about maiser sheni. Kan l'truma. The second one was talking about truma. Kan l'kachem. And the third one was talking about kachem. Says the Gemara of Epachana, I'll switch it around. Who said this? You say, I'll switch it around. Maybe Meiser requires Harif Shemesh, and Truma only requires going to the mikvah. Maybe. So Gemara says, Mistabra Truma Adifa. I think Truma is more Machmer than Meiser Sheni. Truma would require more waiting. Why? Shekein Machpaz. What's Machpaz? Machpaz stands for Misa B'dei Shemayim, Azar can't eat it, no pidyon, and if you eat it, you got to pay a fifth. So the Gemara says, Adiraba, Maisa Adifa. Maisa is much worse. Maisa is more machmer. Why? Shekein, Hadas Ta, Hadas what? Tab?
Yeah.
Hadas Tab. What does that stand for? Only Yerushalayim. He has to make a vidui. An Onan can't eat it. You're not allowed to destroy it. Bituma. If you eat it and it's Tama, you get Malchus. Right? And it requires beer. Which is, by the way, it's more things. Six against four. Afila Hachi, Misa Adifa. The fact that you get Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Truma is worse. Right? Rava Amar, Rava says, below Misa Adifa Namila Matas Marta. Forget the fact that Misa is worse. Even if it wouldn't be that, you'd still, Truma is worse. Truma requires more. Why? Amar Kra, Nefesh. It says Nefesh. Right? What does it say, Nefesh? That's the pasuk that talks about becoming Tahar. Ezu Davar Sheshav B'chol Nefesh. I'm sorry, right? All you have to do is go to the mikvah. What means Nefesh? What applies to everybody? Havayom is a Meiser. In other words, Meiser is much more lenient. Why? Because it applies to much more people. Everyone can eat Meiser Shady. Not everyone can eat Truma. Right? Vakati, I still don't know. Hani Mili Hecha Delav Bar Kapara. That's only true by something which there is no Kapara for. Like what? Like a Zav of Turios. Avol Hecha Debar Kapara. But if it would be something that requires a kapara also, ad demaiti kapara. You have to wait till you bring a kapara. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe that's the case. Right? Okay? So, Amar Abaya, says Abaya, good. Trei Kroy Ksivi, Bioledes. There are two psukim by a Yoledes. Now, Yoledes is somebody who requires a carbon. When you have a baby, I don't know why, the Torah said, a woman becomes tummy. Right? She becomes tummy. How does she get out of that tumma? Yeah, she has to go to the mikvah and also bring a carbon. Right? Right, exactly. The point is, until she brings that carbon, she can't eat truma, she can't eat kachim. Pesach comes in the middle, and what does she do? She can't eat carbon Pesach. Right? She can't. Right? She has to wait 40 days if it's a boy, 80 days if it's a girl. She can't eat. That's it. It's like what we say in the Gemara there, it's like one long tefillah yom. You're a tefillah yom for 40, 80 days. Right? That's the halacha. So Ksiv, it says, Ad Malosi make tahira, until she completes her tahira days. Kivan Shemalu Yameha Tahora, and which implies once those days are done, she's tar. But it also says V'chipro Lehako in Vatara. She has to bring a carbon. The Kohen is busy with her.
So if that's the case, you have a bunch of women who cannot do Pesach and cannot do Pesach Sheni either.
Correct. And it's true. Interesting. I never thought of that. Right? They tell me for 80 days. I don't know. I don't know. Think this out. Right? Okay, Tad. How could it be that there's one woman with two different halachas? The answer is Kan la Truma, Kan la Kachim. One's for Truma and one's for Kachim. You're right. Truma, she's a Tulyom. So a Tulyom's allowed to eat Truma. No, a Tulyom's not allowed to eat Truma. But so one could, what does it mean Tulyom? What does it mean Tulyom? Right. When the Torah says she's Tahar, that means she's Tahar regarding Truma. When it says she has to bring a carbon, that's regarding Kachim, exactly.
But she can eat Truma before she brings the carbon.
Exactly. Why? Because right. A different standard.
Right.
The Epechana, maybe switch it around. Maybe Truma requires a carbon and Kachim doesn't require a carbon. Says the Gemara, Mistabra Kodesh Chamor. I think Kachim is more Machmer.
Yeah.
Why? Shekain Pinak Achas, which stands for Pigol, Nosar, it's called a carbon, Mi'ila, Kares, and Onen can't eat it. Adaraba, Truma Chamura, Shekain, Machbaz. I think Truma's worse because of Machbaz. What's that again? Chomesh, Azar can't eat it. You have to pay a fifth, and you can't redeem it. Says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. Yeah, but so what? The Kachim is more things, right? Rava Amar, I don't care how many things there are. It's still Kachim is more machmer. Why? Amar Kra v'chiper aleha hakohen v'tihara. Right, the kohen gives you kapara and you become tahar. Michlal, what does that mean? Shehi tameya. That you were tameh. V'i sol kadaitach kachim ikri kan. And you want to tell me we're talking about kachim? It says you can't touch it, which means that what it means is the Torah would never call kachim, even calling it something tameh, if it's not if you're tameh, it wouldn't even refer to it like that. Shema mina betruma, it must be we're talking about truma. Okay. By the way, this whole discussion really comes up more tomorrow. You know, we'll do a little more this time. We'll do a little more. Maskeflor of Shishi Breda of Idi Umi Matzis Amarta Truma Ksiva Hacha. You want to tell me that we're talking about Truma here? That we're talking about Truma here? That what? That we said Ad Melos until she finishes, until this Yoledes, she can eat Truma. One second. For Tanya, we have a Brisa that says like this: Dabr El Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, right? This is talking about Thomas Leda. Ainly ella b'nei Yisrael. So it says, speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them all about the halachas when a woman has a baby. Giores, what about a giores? V'shifcha mishuchreres minayin. How do I know they're also included in these halachas? Of what? Of someone having a baby? Talmud lomar isha. It says isha. So 1 second. Talking about truma. How can a giores eat truma? She can't marry a kohen, and she can't eat truma by herself because her father's not a kohen. Father's a goy. Esau kadaitach b'truma giores v'shifcha b'nos mechal truma ninu. They can't eat truma anyway. What's going on here?
Shifcha can.
No, she can't. No, she's freed.
She's freed.
Now she's like a giores. She's like, yeah, it's a funny thing. When she was a shivcha, she could eat truma. And now she's a free woman, she can't. Amar Rava, v'lo, just got a kasha that. V'oksiv, it says, b'chol kodesh lo tiga. Right? It says, b'chol kodesh lo tiga. L'rabos ha-truma. Right? Which includes truma. Meaning, elakra mili mili kachashiv. Break up the pasuk. Whatever applies to a giores applies, and whatever doesn't apply, doesn't apply. Same thing with a shivcha, same thing with a regular Yisrael. In other words, a giores is allowed to eat kachem.
So a giores could marry a mamzer, if this mamzer is the son of a kohen, could he eat truma?
That's a good question. I'm sure someone asked that question. You hear? So in other words, the pasuk is not, it's not all or nothing. Every person has to fit in. Can I eat kachem? Yeah. When I had a baby, I could eat kachem. Right now, I can't. When I become tar, can I eat chuma? Well, chuma I can never eat. I'm a gioris. It's not a kasha. Every part of the puzzle applies to every different women in different ways. So the truth is, we'll stop here. The truth is that now the Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow, really. You know, this is something that we learned. You know when we learned this? Anybody remember when we learned this? About when when Cohen can eat chuma? When can Cohen eat Truma? When did we learn this?
One day.
Huh? No. When did we learn the halachas of when a Cohen can eat Truma? You know when? On Brachas, on Daf Beis. It's the first Daf in Shas, right? When does the Cohen eat Truma? At nightfall. And remember that pasuk? It said, V'tohar Yoma, the day ends. His tumah, remember all that? On Daf Beis of Brachas? That's all tomorrow's daf.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody have a very good day.
The last washing table is pancakes.